Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Leviticus, the 25th chapter, the 18th verse, this is part of the statutes of the Lord that He gave them. He said, you'll do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you'll dwell in the land in safety. Keep going. And the land shall yield her fruit, and you'll eat your fill and dwell therein in safety. Now, you'll see that he's talking in the next chapter, goes into great detail. This is a companion chapter to Deuteronomy 28, talking about the blessing and the curse. So he's talking about right now blessing and curse, and how many can see which one he's talking about right now? Blessing. The land will yield her fruit. It's because of the blessing. You'll eat your fill, because of the blessing. You'll dwell therein in safety, because of the blessing. Provision, fruitfulness, safety is in the blessing. Keep going. And if you say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we'll not sow nor gather in our increase. Now he had told them to let the land rest on the seventh year, in keeping with what he told them about resting the seventh day. You work 6 days, but you don't do any kind of work on the seventh. And it wasn't just about recreation, it was about no work. None. And he wanted them to do the same thing with the land for a whole year. Work the land, plant your seed, get in your crops, 6 years. But the seventh year, don't even go out and plant in the spring. Now you got to remember, this is before the days of canning and refrigeration. I mean, your survival the next year depends on a good crop this year. And so when the Lord tells you, don't even plant a crop the seventh year, don't even go out to the field. Don't break up the land. Don't plant it. Don't do a thing. Do you reckon any alarms went off in people's minds and they thought, what are we going to eat, right? What are we going to eat? Now notice, verse 21. Then I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it will bring forth fruit for 3 years. Do you want some of this blessing? We tell you. Woo! He said, I'll command some blessing on you in the sixth year, and you'll make triple what you normally make. What would enable you to do that? The blessing. The blessing. It'll bring forth fruit for 3 years. Everybody say 3 years, 3 years. Verse 22, and you'll sow the eighth year. So you skipped a year. And you'll eat of old fruit until it comes in the ninth year. You talk about a vacation. This is a nice break. Take the whole year off. Don't work at all. Don't need to. Because God blessed you last year. You got enough for three. Oh, somebody say glory to God. You'll sow the eighth year and eat of old fruit till the ninth year. Till her fruits come in, you'll eat of the old store. You made so much in the sixth year that you still got it until the ninth year. Now, did God forget how to do this? Help me out, saints. Does he not interested in this anymore? Did he change his foot? He changes not. How many know the scripture? He does not change. He does not change. Our covenant has changed with him. He has not changed. Perfection doesn't need to change. He has always been the blesser. And he has always brought increase and success by the blessing. Hallelujah. Always has, always will. And so his intention is that we learn how to listen to him and follow his spirit. And if we do, the blessing of the Lord makes rich. Amen. And he adds no sorrow or grief to it. And the Lord has actually said this to me, through me sometimes in ministering by the Spirit to others, to another ministry I'm thinking of right now. The Lord had me speak to them by the Spirit that they would have much more with much less work. Well, that's exactly what happened here, isn't it? I mean, they had three times the results and didn't even work for a whole year following.
Hallelujah.
We got to watch about thinking when we need something that I need to get another job. Now, you need to work. Don't misunderstand me. You don't need to just lay around all the time and do nothing, but you got to watch. You see, people sometimes they already got two jobs and they think, well, I need something else. I got to get another one. No, you don't. No, you don't. What you need is the blessing manifested in your life in a greater measure and greater degree. Hallelujah. And it'll take the pressure off of you. It'll free you up. Who knows? You could be taking a year off. If God could do it then. Should I think about that? You'd be okay if I disappear for a year? No, okay, you don't like that. Oh, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
The curse and the blessing are real. In Proverbs 3:33, it says, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. You don't really want a sign in your house that says, God bless this house. You want a sign that says, this house is blessed.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Because just pleading and you don't know or convinced if it is or if it's not, hoping it might be sometime, when you gonna believe that it is? No, you can say this with confidence. Are you the justified in Christ?
Oh,
you already told me you've been made righteous. That's a different way of saying the same thing. Then could you quote a scripture and say, he blesses my habitation. I don't have to beg for it. I don't have to try to earn it or deserve it. He blesses me. My place is blessed. When this little plane, I just showed you the picture, it came in the other day. We were going out on a trip, and I walked by it, and I said, y'all come gather around, the guys that were going with us, and we laid hands on it. I called it blessed.
Amen.
It's a blessed plane. Amen. It'll serve us well all the days we have it. It'll even be a blessing to the next people that get it because it was blessed while it was with us. And, you know, it's a machine. It needs some things. You got to take care of it. You got to maintain it. But we don't have to have problems and failures like cursed stuff does. When you got something breaks down every other week, that's not the blessing. Are y'all with me, friends? That's not the blessing. When it's just one thing after another, no. When the blessing is on your shoes, you can wear them for 40 years. Am I quoting scriptures or not? Is that right? The Israelites, is that right? And they're out in a hot, dry desert too, where things tend to dry out and crack and come apart, and their clothes didn't wear out and their shoes didn't wear out. How in the world can that be? How can that be? Same way you can get 3 years results in one. Same year. God said, I'm going to command my blessing on that year, and you'll get three times what you normally get. You won't need to do anything the seventh year. Hallelujah. Do we need to know more about the blessing? Do we need to think more about it? Talk more about it? And instead of begging for the blessing, we need to believe what the scripture says, that by faith in Christ, we have become the seed of Abraham, right? And how many believe Abraham was blessed? Was he? Have you read about it? Did this blessing do anything for him? Oh, made him the richest man in the country. He was very rich. Silver and gold and cows and camels and sheep and on. But that wasn't the only thing. He was protected. Everywhere he went, he got amazing victories, and even had the desire of his and Sarah's heart when he's, you know, both of them's in their 90s, got the desire of the heart of a child. What the blessing will do for you if you'll stay with him. It'll just keep working in your life, and nothing is impossible to those that believe. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Who's blessed?
We are.
I want to hear an I. I.
I am
the blessed of the Lord
by faith in Jesus.
The blessing is on me. Blessing is in me. The blessing is on me. And I'm a blessing everywhere I go. I leave a trail of blessing. I leave a wake. It should be so that when people meet you, they're the better for it. You don't come and rain on their parade because you're depressed. You don't mess up their day. But you're able to come. You bring joy. You bring light. You bring life. Amen. You put money in their hands.
Amen.
Come on, y'all with me? I'm serious.
Yes.
You just leave a trail of blessing. Surely, goodness and mercy follow me all the days. That sounds like a wake. That sounds like, right? All the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm blessed now. I'm blessed tomorrow. I'm blessed forever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.